Diane Velden reports in the Columbia paper that the application by JRJH Incorporated, a gasoline and oil company from Dutchess County, to build a new gas station and convenience store on the northwest corner of the State Route 23, County Route 7, and Craryville Road intersection keeps moving forward. The Albany engineering firm of Weston and Sampson, PELSLAPC, hired by the town, reported, quote, "We conclude that the proposed GRJH Craryville gas station has provided the proper precautions to minimize potential impacts to the surrounding environmental resources and does not present a concern to local groundwater and nearby wetlands," unquote, the Weston and Sampson firm wrote. Planning Board Chairman Bob Height said, quote, "There is no wetland or stream on the property," unquote. The Department of Transportation conducted a traffic study and said there is no need for a left-hand turn or a traffic light at the intersection. And the Columbia County Planning Board found that the proposal has no significant countywide or intercommunity impacts. Still, at the Copaic Planning Board's August 1st meeting, many residents continued to express opposition. Many should return at 7 p.m. September 5th for the next Copaic Planning Board meeting, when the review of the GRJH application and public hearing will continue. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lakosovic reports in Columbia Green Media that for about a year, construction signs have slowed vehicles to 35 miles per hour as work continued on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge and the new roundabout and parking area on the Columbia County side of the Hudson River. Now a state official says the never-ending project was completed on time and that the blacktop on the roundabout is being removed and replaced. Joseph Morrissey from the State Department of Transportation said, quote, "The project that included the roundabout was constructed last year on time and under budget," unquote. He said despite the presence of construction equipment on the site and signs warning drivers for the past year of a construction zone, quote, "Asphalt pavement was placed in accordance with contract specifications. The schedule was clearly outlined in pre-bid documents and was not accelerated. Portions of the project need to be repaved this week to correct some imperfections," unquote. Marcy says the contractor is paying for the latest work. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts over the next 3 days a 40% chance of rain each day, a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. Starting on Sunday, 40% chance of rain with a high of 83, low around 67 Sunday night. Again, 40% chance of showers or a thunderstorm overnight, and some patchy fog is possible too. Monday, again, 40% chance of rain, high of 87, low around 66 Monday night. Tuesday, again, a 40% chance of showers or a thunderstorm with a high of 84 on Tuesday, low around 66. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Tuned to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 9 minutes past noon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel, and special guest, songwriter, vocalist, and guitarist, Cecilia Villar El Jury. She will be performing as part of the Sanctuary for Independent Media Spirit of the Suffragettes concert series at Freedom Square in Troy, New York this Tuesday. So tune in from 1 to 3 p.m. here on your community radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. A few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I'll be posting my playlist at facebook.com/CKDisturbance, all one word. And if you'd like to get in touch with me now, it's area code 518-828-0290. You can also email us at info@WGXC.org. And of course, we appreciate your feedback. Feedback@WGXC.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two compositions in that set. We heard from Finnish trumpeter Veneri Pohjola, and the release is called Pekka, P-E-K-K-A, on Edition Records, and we heard Innocent Questions. Let's see, Mr. Pohjola was paired with the Fender Rhodes player Tomo Patata. And before that, a release from 2017 on Red Piano Records. It's called, how do you pronounce that? Tetratic. That's the name of the release. That's the name of the group. Neva Wartell is here helping me out. Yes. And let's see. Well, let me tell you the players. Bert Seeger on piano. Harry Paz on tenor saxophone, Max Ridley on upright bass, and Dor Herskovitz on drums. And we heard the tune Welcoming the Water. And speaking of Neva Wartell, as we're here at 26 minutes before 1 p.m., her show starts at 1 p.m. The show is called Music for the Masses. She has a special guest today who will be joining her for Music for the Masses, songwriter, vocalist, and guitarist Cecilia Villar El-Houri. Cecilia Villar El-Houri, who will be performing as part of the Sanctuary for Independent Media Spirit of the Suffragettes concert series at Freedom Square in Troy, New York, this Tuesday. Neva going to tell you all about it, so give her time. Give me time. What'd you say? El-Houri's going to tell you all about it. So stay tuned. Let's take a break here on the Jazz Disturbance.
This is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
In the background, we're finishing up Noisemaker, the composition by bassist Alex Fournier from the release Trio, and that's Trio with two I's, on Furniture Music. Trio is the flagship project of Toronto bassist Alex Fournier. Established in 2012, Trio has grown from a quartet featuring local Canadian composers and modern jazz to a sextet featuring long-form music composed by Alex and focusing on free collective improvisation within. Folks, you are in tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 6 minutes before 1 o'clock, and in the background, the classic Kind of Blue release by trumpeter Miles Davis. Recorded 60 years ago yesterday. And right now we're hearing his composition, All Blues. Miles Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane on saxophones, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Folks, we're getting ready to close out the Jazz Disturbance for this week. I'll be back in 2 weeks, so I'll be back right at the start of September. Coming up next, well, you know who. Neva Wortel with the show Music for the Masses, and she's got guests, one of them being Cecilia Villar El Houri, and she and another woman who I saw coming in here, they are coming in to join Neva for the show and talk about the Spirit of the Suffragettes concert series at Freedom Square in Troy, New York this Tuesday, all happening at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. As you know, WGXE does collaborate with the Sanctuary for Independent Media on certain news stories during our 6 p.m. broadcast Monday through Friday. All right, folks, that's it. Ciao for now.